Playing by the uncertainties of our modern world, life can seem awfully bleak at times. In our search for purpose, meaning, and certainty, most of us would love to have an inkling of what lies ahead, to have even a glimpse of tomorrow today. In our podcast, Knowing Tomorrow Today, we share from the Bible a wonderful blueprint of hope, which reveals that God wants us to live an abundant life and that He has an amazing future planned for us.
All right. Welcome to our podcast, Knowing Tomorrow Today. I'm your host, Merrick Brown. Thank you always for joining me on this journey of hope. I always want to encourage you to like, to subscribe, and to share these messages of hope wherever you listen, with your family, with your friends, with your coworkers, and just all who you meet along life's journey. You know, friends, a common misrepresentation of heaven in popular culture and in art is of the saints strumming their harps on the clouds of heaven for an eternity. Now, personally, I know that if that is what heaven is really like, then I don't think I want to be there, right? So this idea of heaven being a place where you just strum on your harp on this cloud all day for an eternity has been popularized through artistic representations and cultural imagery, and is not what the Bible teaches about heaven, friends. You know, many people are often surprised to discover that one day heaven will actually be on earth. God will one day restore our planet to its Edenic beauty, friends, right? This world of tomorrow, which the Bible describes, will be a very real place, right? It's going to be a place of eternal joy, eternal peace, and eternal communion with God. And I say, praise be to God, right? Friends, even though sin has interrupted His plans, the Bible clearly tells us that it has always been God's plan that humans would inhabit the earth. We read there in Isaiah chapter 45, verse 18, and there Isaiah says, "For the Lord is God. He created the heavens and the earth and put everything in place. He made the world to be lived in, not to be a place of empty chaos." We also read in Matthew chapter 6, verse 10, where Jesus prays in the Lord's Prayer, and there He prays, He says, "Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." Also in Psalm 37, verse 9, the psalmist says there, he says, "For evildoers shall be cut off, but those who wait on the Lord, they shall inherit the earth." If you also go to the Old Testament in Daniel chapter 2, Daniel makes this prophecy. He says, "God's coming kingdom is compared to a stone that is cut out without hands, which destroys all earthly kingdoms at the second coming of Jesus." Daniel also tells us that this stone, which destroys all earthly kingdoms, eventually becomes a great mountain and fills the entire planet, meaning that God's kingdom of righteousness will one day fill the entire earth. Again, you find that in Daniel chapter 2. And so the question is, how and when is the earth transformed into a heavenly paradise for those who are saved in Jesus and obey Him? When will the earth be made new, right? And that is what we want to find out in this episode. So at the second coming of Jesus, right, Jesus will take His faithful people to heaven with Him, that is, to His Father's house, to the headquarters of the universe, and there they will live and reign with Jesus for 1,000 years. Again, you find this in Revelation chapter 20, verse 4. Friends, after this 1,000-year period is ended, Jesus and His saints return to earth with the city of God, or the New Jerusalem. Now, at this point, I want to encourage you to listen to the last episode of this podcast, which is called The Day Evil Dies, so that you can have an understanding of what actually happens when Jesus and the saints return to earth after being in heaven for 1,000 years. Now, after sin and sinners are removed from the earth by devouring fire, God will restore the earth to its former Edenic beauty, right? You find that there in Revelation chapter 21. In fact, in Revelation chapter 21, verse 5, God says, He says there, "Behold, I make all things new," right? That is what God says, friends. The book of Revelation tells us that God will recreate our planet. He will recreate the earth. The good news is that our planet, which has been scarred by sin and death and all these different things that we see, will be restored into a beautiful paradise. Friends, the world of tomorrow will be as real as our world today, only it's going to be better. Right? And so the earth will be a vast, unending paradise filled with majestic mountains, rolling hills, evergreen forests, lush and colorful gardens with flowers of every variety. Right? And so regarding the animal life, I like what the prophet Isaiah writes there in Isaiah chapter 11, verse 6 to 9. And there he says, in that day, the wolf and the lamb will live together. Right? Imagine that. The leopard will lie down with the baby goat. The calf and the yearling will be safe with the lion. A little child will lead them all. Wow. The cow will graze near the bear. The cub and the calf will lie down together. And he says here, the lion will eat hay like a cow. And he says, nothing will hurt or destroy in all my holy mountain. For as the waters fill the sea, so the earth will be filled with people who know the Lord. And I say, praise be to God. Friends, in the world tomorrow, in the earth that God will make, there will be no more crime, no more sickness, no more death, no more crying, because all these things would have passed away. One of the exciting things about this new world is that even as we will be blessed with glorified new bodies and eternal youth, we will recognize and know each other, right, in this new world. Yes, it's true, right? We will recognize our family members, our friends, our acquaintances, and we will get a chance, well, maybe several opportunities, right, to meet the great heroes of the Bible, people like Adam and Moses and David and Elijah and Ruth and Peter and John and the Apostle Paul and many others. Listen, man, I can't wait to do that, right? Friends, in the happiness and the joy and bliss of the new earth, people will run and never get tired. They will walk and not faint. They will even mount up with wings like eagles. That's what Isaiah says there in Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31. So there'll be many, many exciting new treasures to explore in the new earth, in God, and also God's universe, right? We're told that people will build houses and inhabit them. They will plant vineyards and enjoy their fruit. We find that in Isaiah chapter 65. But for me, perhaps the most exciting and thrilling thing about the new earth is that God himself will be there, friends. That's right. God himself will be with us, right? And we will see his face. We are told in the book of Revelation, in Revelation chapter 21, verse 3 to 4, and this is what it says. It says, the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, meaning the new earth, and his servants shall serve him, and they shall see his face, and his name shall be on their foreheads. Again, you find that in Revelation chapter 22, verse 3 to 4. Friends, God actually will move, think about this, God actually will move the headquarters of the universe to the new earth. Now, that's mind-boggling that God is going to move his dwelling place, right? His headquarters to this new earth, right? We see there, John sees this new Jerusalem, right? This is the headquarters of the universe, the city of God coming down from heaven to the earth. And he hears a loud voice in heaven proclaiming, which says, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. God himself will be with them and be their God. You find that in Revelation chapter 21, verse 3. Friends, the home of God, the new Jerusalem, will be on the new earth, and it will be filled with spectacular and breathtaking things there, right? It will be a breathtaking place where the redeemed will gather weekly and monthly to worship their creator. This holy city will be the capital of the new earth. So based on descriptions and measurements provided by the book of Revelation, we know that the new Jerusalem will be a magnificent city, a perfect cube with length and width and height of about 1,400 miles. You can refer to Revelation chapter 21, verse 9 to 21. So this means that the height of the city will extend way beyond our current atmosphere. To put it another way, someone once said that if you were like 1 mile away from the city, you would not see the top, right? But if you were 10 miles away from the city, you just might see the top, right? At 5,000 miles away, it would appear more than 130 times larger than the moon. Imagine that, right? To appear the size of the moon, you would have to be about 160,000 miles away from the city. Wow, that's an impressive thing about the city there, right? So John tells us that the throne of God and of the Lamb will be inside the city. A river of life, clear as crystal, will flow from the throne of God. The tree of life, remember there's the tree of life mentioned there in the book of Genesis. The tree of life will also be in the center of the New Jerusalem, right? You can read Revelation chapter 22, verse 1 through three to actually see that, right? So there'll be no night in the city, right? There'll be no night in the city because the glory, we're told, the glory of God and of the Lamb will fill this celestial tabernacle with their light. Friends, Jesus has gone to prepare a place for us in this new world. And get this, right? If everyone who has ever lived were saved in the end, there would be plenty of room in this new Jerusalem for everybody, right? Friends, there is a place for all in this coming new world. You can have both a country home and a city apartment in the city of God in this new world that God will make new. I mean, in fact, Jesus tells us, right? This is a well-known promise that Christians all over the world know that Jesus has promised us there in the Gospel of John chapter 14, verse 1 through 3. He says, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house," he says, "there are many mansions or rooms. If it were not so," Jesus says, "I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again," he says, he promises, "and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also." Friends, we can be hopeful about tomorrow because we have received wonderful glimpses of the amazing future that Jesus has planned for us. There in Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11 to 14, Jesus says to us, "Listen, I know what I've planned for you," right? "I've plans to prosper you, not to harm you. I've plans to give you a future filled with hope." He says, "When you call out to me and come to me in prayer, I will hear your prayers. If you seek me with all of your heart and soul, I will make myself available to you." My friends, this world that God is preparing for us will be very real. And Jesus wants us, he wants you and I to spend eternity there with him, right? My hope is that you'll come to trust him, that you will pledge total allegiance to Jesus, right? And that you'll worship and adore him, and that you'll choose to live by his way, by his word, and not by your own way. And I promise you, if you do, your life will never be the same. Listen, as we part, I always want to encourage you to remember to like, to subscribe, and to share this podcast with everyone you know, all right? Because as you do so, you'll be helping to share the gospel into all the world as Jesus has commanded us to do. Listen, you can also email me, send me an email. My email address, it's knowingtomorrowtoday@gmail.com. Again, it's knowingtomorrowtoday@gmail.com. If you have additional questions, you can email me if you have prayer requests. Also, when you do email me, I'm going to send you a free electronic copy of the book that actually inspired this podcast, which is called Knowing Tomorrow Today, Glimpses of the Future, right? Glimpses of the Future That Will Change Your Life. May God continue to bless you. I'm Merrick Brown. Until next time, you stay blessed and you stay well. Never stay the same. It's gonna get better.